Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to go to that fella from Ohio. Raymond, you're from Ohio. Tell us what's happening, man. Who should pay for reparations?
Brother, every white man, every white woman, and every white child, they owe us, every last one of them. Even when they coming out the womb, they owe us some money. So it's time to quit playing with these heathens, Brother Bennett, because really, good brother, look here, you say it's going down. Well, it's going to go down like a clown on the ground, because I'm finna come hardcore, good brother.
I want you to, because I'm going to give you a little pushback in a minute. You know how we do, man. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Now let's be realistic about this thing.
Okay.
Of course, these people they owe us, and they owe us more than cash money. They owe us land. Okay. They owe us our spirituality back. They owe us our names. Good brother, they owe us our true story. That they really owe us everything, but what I can't understand, good brother, is why black people are letting these people control them. And another main thing, I believe, is the cause of this control and confusion is this thing called religion. Brother, this is the most vicious religion, all of them, good brother, on this planet, and they got that they have my people mentally enslaved, good brother. Now let's look at this preacher right there in Atlanta. Them clowns bought him a $65 million jet. Now how many black
Raymond. Yeah. Who should pay for reparations? Tell me about that. We'll have
the
another show one
too,
day.
Man, these pimp preachers too. They pimping the people with all these lies. They taking their money. What have they proven? And what have they done with all them millions and trillions of dollars, Brother Bennett? They have collected.
So you're saying which preachers? Are you saying white preachers, black preachers, Hispanic preachers?
It's time for us to quit worrying about white folks, good brother, because they ain't going to do nothing for us.
Raymond.
We got to start doing for ourselves,
Raymond,
good brother.
Who should pay for reparations? And tell me who you think should pay for it and why. I mean, you said earlier, you said that all white folks should pay for it. That's what you said, right?
Yes, sir, and I
all
meant
right.
that.
So that means even those that were born, you know, 5-10 years ago, or better yet, those who are immigrants, who have come to the United States from France or from Germany on the last couple of years or so, whose families were not here, whose families did not own slaves, who in no kind of was connected with it, you're saying they should be responsible for paying reparations also?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Now, you know why?
Yeah. No, I don't know why. I want to know why.
Okay, well, let me explain, good brother. I read and research that there's a woman from India. I think her name is Payapo. She's on Congress, or she holds some political position, okay? I ain't into politics, man. That stuff don't roll with me. But anyway, she's from India. She said that immigrants should get reparations too. So you ain't gonna hear that. Now let me get deeper than that. Kamala, her mama is from India. So let's put this puzzle together about this reparation thing. It's all a game. And once all them Negroes vote for all those 20-some people running for this Democratic Party, all them votes going to be going toward the Democrats, while all the white boys, white women, white girls going to be going to that boy Trump so he can get back in. So but really, Brother Bennett, he already selected to get back in. This is a game, good brother. This ain't nothing but a political game. And we got to quit playing this game with this beast. Religion, that's our enslaver.
You know what Jesus. I'm going to do, Ram, this is what we're going to do. I want you to hang tight. Next Sunday is Easter, and maybe we'll talk about religion next Sunday, all right? I want you to get yourself together, sharpen your knives, and do your little reading. We might talk about religion next Sunday. Might even talk about Jesus next Sunday. I think you would you'd enjoy it. Because I'm still waiting for you to tell me who should pay for reparations. Better yet, I'm waiting for you to tell me why is it you believe all Caucasians ought to pay for reparations, are responsible for it, even if they recently came to the United States, like within the last 2 years from Germany or from wherever, France or the UK or whatever, they should pay for it. Even though they have no family here, no family history, none of that, you still say they should pay reparations.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand your argument, Raymond. I don't get it, but go ahead.
I'm going to leave you with this, good brother. Religion is our enslaver, okay? I got to say this before I leave. Jesus is your slave master, and the preacher, Brother Bennett, is the overseer. I said that to say this, that religion is nothing but division. We got all these denominations in this black church thing, and it's division. The word denomination means divide. That's why we are divided, because we are so attached to this man-made thing called religion, God, Jesus, Allah, and the rest of them. If you want to know some things about Allah said it was okay for a Muslim man to beat his wife. You know this.
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk about that a little later. Hey, man, I got to go to a heartbreak, Raymond.
Okay, bro.
Love you, brother.
I want to call him to call in.
Okay.
I'm going to put him in check with you.
Put him in, call him. Tell him to call me. Tell him I got something for him. Tell him to call me.
No, I got something for him. I hold my own.
Okay,
for
man.
Brother.
All right.
It's all good.
Love you, brother.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.